Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Word Vomit Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things pop culture from movies, music, television, and video games. I'm your host, Randy Kings, and with me I have the coolest cousin anyone can ask for. It's Sarah.
Hey, everyone.
And we do this free for your listening pleasure here in Garage Studios, so if you can do us a huge favor, share us with your friends, like us on our Facebook page or like us on this podcast page, and get your buddies to subscribe. So, there is only two of us. Because, well, essentially it comes down to is Emmanuel had some things that came up, and now I'm stuck running the show.
Stuck with me.
Yes. Well, it's not stuck with you. I mean, I had planned for you to be on the show already because you're one of our regular guest hosts that we have. That'd be easy. And now, of course, now he's not here.
Who's not here?
Emmanuel. He's not here right now. You know, I'm like pointing to my left as if he would be here.
Right. That's why I had to point that out.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. I think the last time we did this, I just got out of the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. When I said, we're going to do the podcast. You're like, wait, for real? I'm like, yeah, I got released, or was it checked out? How do you say?
I'm like, the released? Two of us?
Yeah. Yes, that's just the two of us. It's you and I.
All right, let's do this then.
Yes. Did you have a good Christmas? I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I did. Spent it at my grandma's, all the cousins being all crazy.
Yep. Did you get anything good for Christmas?
I did. I got a digital camera.
Oh, that's right. You got a new DSLR.
I did.
Which I saw your photos on your Instagram and Facebook page of your sister.
And her boyfriend.
And her boyfriend, yes. Do you actually like know how to use your DSLR? That's not a critique. I'm actually asking because I use one. I use one myself. I have a Nikon D5300. What?
I did take a photography class in college.
Okay. See, I did not. I just take a picture and I go, oh, does it have that blurry effect in the background? Sweet.
Nice.
I don't know anything about like the stop filter or any of that stuff at all. I know how to focus, and that's pretty much it.
Hey, I mean, if you take good images, or there's always Photoshop.
I know. Well, you know what? I don't like the idea of that. I'm a person who wants to try and get as good as possible the first time around. I don't want any digital like adjustment.
That's cool.
I mean, I don't know. I have friends who are like professional photographers, and like, no, you got to do that. Here's what you would do.
You
like,
can, but. It's always nice to have that backup.
I guess.
Or you can be, you know, turn it into something more artsy if you want, you know?
Do that blurred effect. Everything's blurry and bright.
That lighting's too dark here. Let's change this up over here.
Yeah, I'm not
that. You don't want, like, to clear off some stuff on people's faces? Smooth out,
you know,
some
what,
blemishes?
But it is. You know what it is? Because I don't care, and I'm pretty certain that that's not the case with other people. Like, if I took a picture of you, and I were to do something with that, you're like, can you?
I'd be like, excuse me.
Can you Photoshop
that's not
that?
A high angle.
Can you? Yes, you told me that high angles. I always have to take photos in high angles, and I need to post more of those photos. But I went on a trip to Disneyland, and I totally took selfie shots, not with my phone, but with my DSLR. And
oh, cool.
Everything was high angles because that's the only way I can hold that heavy ass camera with that long ass lens.
Well, the camera that I got has a Bluetooth capability, mm-hmm. So it just goes straight to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, let me edit these.
You're gonna edit
those?
Sweet. What kind of camera did you get?
Nikon D3400. Okay. 34 something.
Yeah, the 3400. Those are the ones when they have like Wi-Fi and Bluetooth in, right?
Yes.
Sweet.
Well, I don't know about Wi-Fi, but there is Bluetooth.
There is. Oh, okay. All right. What's your Instagram account called again? So we can let everyone know.
No,
so you can
thanks.
See.
It's
no,
okay.
You don't want them to know about that? I'll tell everyone later. I'm just kidding. That's not true. did the kids get anything good for Christmas? You don't know.
I feel like it's been so long ago that.
It's like been. It's not.
I mean, I went to bed. It's been. I went to sleep. All that's gone.
All that's gone.
It's been purged from my memory.
Oh, no. So that's cool. You got a new camera. You were telling me offline that you guys get a real Christmas tree, right? Is that you?
Well, this past Christmas was the first Christmas that we got a fake tree.
And are you against the fake tree?
No, it was my idea.
Is your idea? Okay. All right. Because I talked about how I don't use a real tree because I don't want to do the cleanup. Why did you decide to get a fake tree this year?
The expense.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
We used to chop it down. I mean, we'd go drive somewhere really far, chop it down, take it back, and then decorate it.
I mean, because I didn't grow up that way. My parents never got a real tree, so we never did any of those things.
Oh.
We always had
we got lot trees.
We got, well, I mean, we never, up. Yeah, we I never got any of that. We were fake trees. My mom puts it up, for some reason now she has more trees. Like she has a tree for Arona, like my sister, and for my son in the house. They're like displayed other places.
Oh, that's cute.
It is. Also makes me mad because I didn't get that. I'm like, what the fuck,
Are
Mom?
You
where's
jealous
my
much?
Where's my a little bit. There's things that my mom has done for my sister or my son I go.
I get that.
It's like, what the hell?
Did your parents wrap your Christmas presents?
Yes.
See, mine didn't. They still don't. But this Christmas, I was like, excuse me?
Wait, hold on a second.
Wrap presents for the kids.
I mean, they just hand you the gift as it is, or?
Yeah, like, here's your Christmas present. Nice. 2 weeks early.
Wow. Well, you got gifts from your parents. I mean, we're adults. Do you really need to get a gift from your parents?
This was when I was a child.
Okay. Well, wow. Wait, really?
Yeah. That's why I did not believe in Santa.
Oh, my parents wrapped gifts, and they tried hiding them too. They were very, I would think it was like when I was 12 years old when I actually found where they stashed the presents at by accident. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is where the gifts from Santa come from.
See, Jackie, she's at that age where she's like, I'm going to look in this closet. And she tried to, and I straight like ran over there, slammed the door in her face. I was like, get out.
My wife now tries to hide her gifts, the gifts that she gets from me, in places where I don't expect them to be. It used to be at my parents' house, but then I would go there and look for them.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. This year she was really slick. She hid things in the, actually here in Garage Studios, hid it in a box. And I was like, you're lucky it's been cold because I was going to, like, I wouldn't have, like, a couch set
wait,
up here.
You go out of your way to look for them?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I want to know what it is so I know what I'm up against. Because we try to win the holiday. Who can give the best gifts? And this year she beat me out by quite a lot. So
what did she get you?
I wanted the Samurai Jack Complete Collection on Blu-ray, and she got that for me, which was on my list. That was on my wish list. The other thing she got me was, I'm going to go to Major League Baseball spring training to see the A's play against whoever. Yeah. Oh, whatever. Calm down there. This is a green and gold household, but it's all expenses paid baseball trip for 4 days, and I'm going to go there with my brother.
What?
Yeah, we're going to go to Arizona. I guess I get like some VIP treatment there and everything. And I looked at it, I'm like, God damn it, she won. And this is amazing.
She so won.
Yeah. Amazing.
There's
wife.
There's no way you can top that next
year. It's really hard. It's like, what did I get her? I got her a Hulu account and Apple TV. Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, she wanted those things and I got it for her. And it's not, she doesn't, I mean, like, I guess.
Did you want that package that she got you, or did she just think of that and gave it
she
to
knows
you?
I've been wanting to go to spring training. She knows that I told my brother, hey, we should go to spring training. I'm like, oh, we gotta get flights and all this stuff, and so she got that for me.
And she totally trumped you in the gift.
Yes, and I hate that. I hate it so much sometimes. It's like, can't be like that one year when I got her an iPhone or I got her an Apple Watch.
So practical.
Yep, that's my life.
Okay.
What did you get your husband? Did you get him anything? Does he get presents?
He does, but his birthday is right after Christmas, the day after Christmas.
Wait, for real? Like December 26th?
And so is my mom. So,
well, I mean,
it really stinks. What did I get him?
You don't remember what you got. No. See, did he? But he got you the camera. So did he win Christmas this year?
He did. He did win Christmas, but he couldn't wait. He gave it to me a day early.
I'm like that.
He didn't wrap it. Put in a
He didn't wrap it?
He didn't wrap it, and he pretended to. He put in a bigger box and pretended that there was a live animal in there and kept shaking it. He's like, hurry up and open it. I'm like, why are you shaking? I know there's no live animal in there.
He should have put found one of those automated toys that move around from the mall, put it inside so it moved, and then said, oh, you got to do something about this because there's a thing in here.
No.
Or borrowed someone's animal and put it in there. I'm like, whoa.
Or stuffed one of our cats in there.
See, that's right. You have cats and should have done that. And you're like, what's this? Anyway, I'm like that too. I always want to see Lupe's face.
Wait, is it terrible that I don't remember what I got him for Christmas?
A little bit. A little bit. But I understand that you are a working mother of two.
And I know what I got him for his birthday.
Do you get him separate gifts?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, you're a good wife.
I have to.
Good wife. You don't really.
When you're an only child and your mom does that for you growing up, you kind of gotta.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, well, what is his birthday present?
I got him a framed blueprint Iron Man thing to hang in his office.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there you go.
That's cool. He hasn't hung it up yet. It's cool.
Okay. Well, what do you? Okay, now think. What did you get him for Christmas?
I don't. remember.
Is it not something fun?
Oh, I did get him something for Christmas, and it's not fun. I mean, he wanted it.
Okay.
He said, oh, I need one of these. But it's not cool.
What is it?
A roasting pot.
You know, it's something he wants.
He cooks. I don't cook.
Okay, see? So, well, that's fine. Hey, that's fine.
That's why I couldn't remember, because it was kind of like, lame.
I mean, it's what he wanted. If you get him what he wants, then that's
but
all that matters.
Something I could have gotten him not on Christmas.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is.
But anyway.
Yes, anyway.
About my short
feelings. I'm just curious what you got for Christmas, because I'm like, hey, here's all the things I got. Like, I was more excited. I got Ronan. He got his very first video game console. He has a 3DS now.
He does?
Yes. And he loves it. And it's very irritating because he doesn't understand that the batteries die. And that we have to charge it. So he got really mad when he's like, it's not working. I'm like, did you charge it? No. I'm like, we got to charge it then, bro.
Can you play it while it's plugged in?
Yes. But like, we were in the car.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, I want to play this. It was a lifesaver when we went to Disneyland last week.
What do you mean it's a lifesaver? He was at Disneyland.
Well, on the way to Disneyland, that's not the fun part.
It can be.
I mean, not for him. He's like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, shut up. Go to sleep. Daddy's trying to drive. Drive on the 5 when it's really cloudy or foggy at 5 in the morning. Yeah.
I've never done that.
Ugh, it is not fun. I'm saying I don't recommend it. I mean, you don't recommend driving in the fog ever, but... Yeah.
You had to be focused. I get it.
Shh.
Quiet.
Shut up. Play the Pikmin.
It's dead.
He's like, it's not working. Shut your mouth. No, I mean, that didn't happen while we were on the way to Disney.
Such a mean dad.
No, I'm not a mean dad. Well, I'm driving. Actually, I'm very nice to him. I was like, hey, buddy, you need to charge this. What's the best part? I've mentioned this on the podcast before, is that when he gets stuck in the game, he asks the iPad or the YouTube kids, hey, can you show me how to do this?
And I look,
yeah, he will ask iPad,
isn't that cheating?
How do you beat? Well, I've looked up.
Oh, you cheat too.
No, I've had strategy guides going up, and I've looked up walkthroughs for games when I get stuck. I mean, it's no different for him. It just happens that he can do it easier than I did.
But isn't that cheating command. Then?
Not when he's been struggling in the same level for half an hour. I give him a threshold to keep trying, buddy. And then it's like 30 minutes go by. Here, let me see how this works.
All right, go ask Siri.
So go ask Siri. It's like, hey, can you? It's funny. It's like he gives us such a long sentence and I can't pick up what he says because he's a child. But with like a little cute kid voice. Hey, Pikmin, how do you beat the 5th level? Buddy, just say 5th level boss. Hey,
he'll get it.
Yeah, eventually. I'm just glad that he's happy with. He got 3 games for Christmas. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, and he got Hey Pikmin, the Lego Star Wars game, and oh my god, what was the Hey Pikmin? Is it Hey Pikmin? Oh, and Yoshi's Woolly World. Those are all games that he played that were on display at the GameStop here in town.
So you already know that he loved them.
Yeah, right. He played it so much. I'm like, he's got to get my 3DS.
That's cool.
That way he doesn't have to touch mine.
So that's the real reason behind it.
Well, it's because...
I don't want to share.
No, it's because my model is an older model, and...
Did you give him your older model?
No. He has the new 3DS XL, because it has the little extra stick in there, and then he's used to playing on that in the demo. See, I'm a good dad who doesn't want to put my needs above my son's.
Oh, very nice.
I said, hey, it's cool. Take the better one. From my hands. No. I bought it. I wrapped it up for him and everything.
Oh, that's so good. You wrapped it.
Yes, I wrapped up gifts. I feel so bad. You didn't get gifts that were wrapped up.
Well, that's why my gifts are really nicely wrapped.
Yeah. I try and wrap gifts. I'm not good at it. And I always try and make it look as nice as possible. And then I get mad and frustrated. And then it looks terrible.
You get mad and frustrated while wrapping gifts?
Because it doesn't look good, and
that's
I get...
It's like my happy time.
And I'm like, I can't do this right. It sucks.
I'll have your gifts next year. Don't worry.
No, it's better if I do it myself. Why do I need someone else to do it?
Because they'll be pretty.
You can talk to my wife about that, okay? Whether or not she wants the pretty-looking gifts.
Okay.
Anyway, so in some cool and also sad music news, we found out one cool thing, well, the good thing is... According to Billy Corgan, the Smashing Pumpkins lineup is coming back.
What?
Which is a little crazy to me because I could swear that they didn't like each other for a long ass time. Like, was it? It's been well over a decade since they recorded their last album. I don't know. I mean, according to the internet, Billy Corgan's got a photo on Instagram.
But saying, he's being low key about it. Right?
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming he's just being tentative about, hey guys, let's get together. And the other members are like, okay, let's let the check clear first, and then we can talk about things.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the last good thing, I mean, did you ever listen to Smashing Pumpkins at all?
Just the singles.
Just the singles, like what? You got like Today, and then what was it? Oh my God.
No, what's that other one where I can picture the music video?
Well, what's the music video look like? It's not Today. Is it? Oh my God. Now I'm blanking on the playlist of songs that they had. Well, then there was that from the Melancholy album. Was it Melancholy Infinite Sadness?
My friends were really into Smashing Pumpkins. I was not.
You know, they were totally like a 90s band that, I mean, just consistently kept going. And it was one of those things where you're like, I don't know if these are really great. Let's see. Well, there's Disarm Today. Where was it at? See, I'm super bad. I'm for whatever reason not remembering all of the songs that they have. But I remember the Melancholy in the Infinite Sadness. There was Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, Tonight.
Yeah,
that's the one that's like the total like early 20s movie.
Where he's in that the space thing.
a hot air balloon.
Yes, that's.
And then he goes to the moon and everything.
Yeah.
See, the last good thing I remember the Smashing Pumpkins doing was when they appeared on The Simpsons. They were Homer got on Lollapalooza as one of the freaks, and he ends up meeting the Smashing Pumpkins, and he like I guess what it was is that he was his Homer's talent was that he could take a cannonball shot to the belly and walk away from it, and then he decides after realizing he can't do that anymore, mm-hmm. he leaves because he wants to do he makes it like a speech about how he's gonna quit because he wants to do better about his family.
Oh,
and
really?
Yes. And the Smashing Pumpkins look at him and go, oh, Homer's such a cool guy. Look at, he has everything. What do we have? All that money, adoring fans, a fat house. And then they all look at you and go, woohoo, life is great. And then one of the band members goes, I'm buying a Jetta. I'm like,
a Jetta?
Well, that's the car that came up. It's obvious that they were just saying that as a promotion for Jetta, right. But you know, for Volkswagen. But it's like, you know, that's the last, in my head, that's the last thing that.
Their last greatness.
Well, yeah. Well, because they've had lineup changes. Billy Corgan's done his weird things. Part of me is like, is he going to get the band? Is it just his way to get out of whatever it is he's doing with that wrestling federation that he has going? And did you know about that? That he has Billy Corgan has a history with professional wrestling. Excuse me.
Really?
Yes. He actually was part of, there's a wrestling organization called TNA, Total Nonstop Action. They were like the not WWE brand. They were on Spike
TNA.
TNA. Okay. Total Nonstop Action.
Sure.
He was like part owner in that. Something happened and he had parted ways with them. So now he has his own federation, which I don't know if they're on television or whatever he's doing. I look at it and go, huh, so that's what a Grammy Award winner does with his money.
I guess.
So I'm like, is he just bored with that? And now he wants to do music again with people who may be able to tolerate his eccentricness?
I don't know, but I feel like if you do music, or not do music, but like make music,
yes.
You're always making music somewhere in the background.
Maybe. Now he's going to make music for entrances of wrestlers that works for him. No, I don't know if he's going to do that. Any Smashing Pumpkins fans out there who may be upset that I'm making light of them, like, no, calm down, guys. It's not that big a deal. But it'd be awesome if he did. I'd be like, yeah. Everyone's music is now written by Smashing Pumpkins.
How would that sound?
I have no idea. Little snippets. I don't know. I'm trying to remember it. Imagine him playing Tonight as an intro for them to come out. You get a... Well, I mean, it could work. Like, he could have a live show for his wrestlers and then second half concert for, like, I don't know if that crossover of fans would work out.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's, I retract that statement. I have been drinking a little bit, so I'm going to say no to that as an idea. But it could work. Not well, but it could work.
Not for profit.
Well, I mean, The bandmates don't have to know that. You know, you just get all the guys
just
in.
Just get on board.
Just get on board to say all these things.
I'll pay you later.
But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's cool to see such a band that was a staple for so long. To be able to come back is really dope. At the same time, I look at Mike, isn't it a little too late though? Like, I remember Emmanuel.
Oh, I mean the fan base?
Yeah, just the fan base to have him come deal with that. Like, I remember Emmanuel had talked about how he was really into No Doubt, and then he's waiting for them to come back after Gwen Stefani had done her solo thing. And it's like, well, they finally did it, but I didn't care anymore. I'm like, yeah.
Didn't care anymore or just didn't care for the new stuff?
I don't know. Actually, I didn't ask him on that. But it's one of those things where if you wait too long, it's like, Or is it a point where I'm like, maybe they shouldn't have done it? Like, I'm sure there were fans of NSYNC who are just holding out for them to come back together. And Justin Timberlake's like, deuces, look at my pile of money. I'm so popular now, I'm going to do a Lumberjack album. It's going to be super dope. That's not actually what it's called, but.
Yeah, I was like, it's not Lumberjack.
No, but he looks like a Lumberjack. Have you seen the photos of him?
Yeah, I have.
He looks like straight up Lumberjack.
But that new single doesn't fit.
With his look or with the
with the theme he's talking about. He's talking about how being outside and it's inspired by his wife and family. And I'm like, I don't know how that filthy song is inspired by his family or the woods.
I don't know. Maybe his experience as
in that music video.
Yeah.
Not in the woods.
No, it's not in the woods. I don't know, man. I look at that and I'm like, maybe he doesn't care anymore. Because he's at such a high level. It's like, whatever.
No, I think he cares.
Do you think he cares? I don't know.
A lot of effort in that video.
Well.
Where he's faux Steve Jobs.
Faux Steve Jobs. I'm just weirded out because I saw that. I'd heard that he was making a new album, and I looked at that picture, and I went, huh? What happened to your nice suit and dressed all nice? And oh, sorry, dropping stuff here. And then he does, I'm like, you know, I've mentioned this before that, you know, sometimes an artist just has to change to fit their mood. So, you know, it's just a matter of whether or not fans will dig it. And I don't know if, which Justin Timberlake especially, I don't know if that'll work for him. It might. And hopefully with Smashing Pumpkins and if they're going to be recording a new album, that they'll be able to do something fun with it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Good luck to them, I guess.
If it happens.
I know that we were looking online. We're like, has there been any update? Is it like for certain? Because they're being like, we're just hanging out.
Yeah.
In a studio with instruments in our hands and a microphone. No, they weren't doing any of that. At least not in the image.
They were in a studio. Though.
They were in a studio. Yeah. You know what get me about that? Is like that someone goes, I don't know how this got on Instagram. Because motherfucker, one of your friends took the photo and posted it. On your account. It's not that hard. Mm-hmm. In sadder news... the front, I always like feel weird saying that, but I always say front man, but it's not always front man, but the lead singer of Cranberries, she passed away randomly.
Young too.
Yeah. She was only like 46. Let me see for certain. Cause I know I was like, wait, what? When someone told me, or actually Emmanuel told me that, and I went, no. And then I looked online and it's a yes. It is definitely a yes to the. Was it I can never say her last name. Oryrord.
Yeah, I'm not going to even try.
Dolores from the Cranberries. I'm not even going to try and be that disrespectful and not say her name correctly. Yeah, she was 46. And I guess she'd been recording in London with the band. Mm-hmm. They're going to work on a tour and everything. Or they're in the middle of a tour. And I know they had to postpone some things because she had back injuries. And it just really unfortunate.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, they're saying that she had... Well, at least that's one of the statements of when they, I guess they canceled a previous concert date. And, you know, then this happens. It was just, was it last week when it happened? And they're, mm-hmm. I guess they're in a studio. And they still haven't received, or they haven't got any information as far as what was the cause of death.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, it doesn't matter what the cause of death
but
is.
But it kind of does.
A little, it does. And then it's like... It does to me, but it also doesn't because it's like, well, it's just sad that the fact that she died.
Right.
It's terrible. She's 46.
If it were in, you know, natural causes, then you're like, oh, that's really sad. But if it was something because of some kind of drug or mental anguish, then it just makes it even more sad.
Yeah, well, like what they're saying, was it the statement I had read is that the police that were there had said that it was determined the death to be non-suspicious, which I was like, that's total, like, double talk. Like, you don't know yet. But, I mean, it very well could have just been some medical issue that she may have been fighting against, and it just, you know, unfortunately got the better of her. And that's, it's like, oh, that's such a bummer.
I was just listening to Linger the other day, too.
Linger. That is one of the...
Why do you laugh?
Because, no, it's just because that song always reminding me of... what was it like? God, someone told me there's a category of like 90 songs that all had to do with sex, and Linger was on that list. I was like, oh shit. And like, it was a friend of mine who's just playing off all these 90s titles that totally were sex, and it's like, it sounds like sex. I'm like, oh yeah. And it wasn't even the songs that were legitimately like about sex, but I was like, oh, I'm like, oh, why you gotta let it linger? I'm like, yeah, that could be it. That could be one. What?
Yeah,
I could. Yeah, see. But I remember growing up in the 90s, hearing Zombie everywhere, like everywhere. I had a friend who was in a really terrible garage band, and that was the one song he could play really well on the guitar. But he sang it, and it's like, Zombie, hey, hey. I'm like, no, dude, just stop.
Wow.
Please stop. Yeah, that was like 1993.
Are you still friends with him?
No, we're not friends. Oh. Not saying, I just don't talk to him. It's like, I don't know where he is. Actually, I think he's a musician now. Like, legitimately good musician. Just
doesn't sing?
No, he does not sing.
Okay.
So, but it's also one of the things where we're like in middle school. It's not, the fact that he could play the guitar and do that was amazing. But yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's a shame because I feel bad for fans who are like, oh, we're going to go see him in concert. And I'm sure there's someone out there who went, yeah, man, and this could be the last time we see them. And in some cases.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit! Yeah, it's like, oh damn, that's a bummer.
That is a bummer.
See, and now I'm making myself sad. It's like, who do I want to see in concert now? That, you know, you're like, you're not long for this world. Is there anyone left? Let's see, I saw.
But see, she died really young.
Yeah, she did. But you know, that isn't. Well, there's a lot of young artists that are dying young.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my! I was actually just reminded someone. But I don't know how it turned up, but in my YouTube channel, it reminded me of that Linkin Park benefits concert they had last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you should watch this again. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. The whole concert's on YouTube for free. I'm like, oh, I'm sad again. Aww. God damn it, Chester. Why couldn't he have the mental health to just keep going?
Yeah,
well, because he didn't have the mental health to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's unfortunate. I can't imagine what it's like for the bandmates who are there, because you know they're like in the studio, they're doing these things.
Right, and there's that big presence missing.
It's like, how do you even keep going with a group like that? Because I can't imagine her being replaced by anybody at all. Can you think of anybody who'd want to?
It's too soon.
I know it's way too soon, but it's like,
how
do you? I mean, these are questions that are going to have to be answered at some point.
Not today.
Well, I mean, let's let the autopsy come back and
hopefully, still not today.
Well, not today, but in saying at least at that point, because it's going to be April. That's when they said that they're going to be able to find out what's going on.
In April?
Yeah, they said they're not going to know until April, which is like crazy. Well, because, you know, they have to do the whole... You know what I'm disappointed by is that science on television makes it sound like 1 week, the tops, we're going to find this information.
That should be at their priority
level. But, you know, and finding out, like, looking at drug screenings and all that, it takes forever. CSI is a total liar.
What do you mean it's a liar?
It's a liar. Because all those things
it's
take
real.
Forever. It's real. No, not like
you
that.
You can get super pixelized video surveillance and make it HD in a matter of seconds.
Yes, with that black and white camera from the liquor store zoomed in.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's not... No.
Science.
Because science in television shows are real, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not according to Adam Ruins Everything and Mythbusters. That does not work out like that. Do you watch any of those shows? You ever watch Mythbusters? Which they brought back.
No, but I did see one of the guys from Mythbusters in Alameda.
Which one?
The one with the beard. He was coming out of 7-Eleven.
The one with the beard? They're...
Oh, well, you know, the...
Is it Adam? Adam Savage? Does he have like the glass? Are you talking about the older gentleman with the...
Yeah, the more stockier one.
Wait, the new Mythbusters or the old ones?
The old one? I didn't even know there's a new one.
Yeah, there's a new one. They restarted it. It's like a reboot, but they're keeping the seasons, and it's two younger guys. One dude's Asian.
Oh, then, yeah, no. None,
okay, so you
guys.
Must be talking about, I'm assuming Adam Savage? Or
I don't know,
but there's like five members of that show. But yeah, my friend of mine actually met, what's his name?
There were just two.
There's actually, originally it was two, then they had like three assistants, or not assistants, but like the three junior Mythbusters. Who would do another project, and they became like main players.
Oh, like side things.
Yeah, which they're now like they became their own right members. They're like main cast. They got called up to the big show.
Oh.
But one of my friends, we were at a convention in San Francisco, and he met Grant, who's the Asian guy on the group, and did not know who he was, but got a photo with him, and he's like, I feel really bad because everyone's taking photos with him, and I knew him from somewhere, but I didn't know where. And
but he went to go take pictures?
He took a photo with him because everyone was doing it. And he did it because he's like, I know this guy, but I don't know from where. And he actually had to text me. Who is that? I'm like,
wow.
That's great. And to his credit, it's because the guy was coming from, I don't know why he was dressed like that, but he was dressed super nice. Like when you see the Mythbusters, jeans and t-shirt, they're going to have goggles on to protect their eyes from whatever is exploding. That day, he was wearing like a blazer with an overcoat, a scarf, tie.
So...
And didn't recognize him. He couldn't recognize him.
He's all Cinderella dad.
Yeah, and it's like, how do you... He doesn't know. He's like, who is that? I'm like, oh, that's Grant from Mythbusters. It's like, oh, shit. I love that show. He goes, you don't recognize... He's like, how come I can't recognize him? Like, because he's wearing a suit. That's totally the reason why I didn't recognize him. I'm like, yeah.
I guess.
You're wearing a suit.
He was too fancy for him.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, according to the report I've read, that they're not going to know about the... autopsy, I guess the results of the autopsy until much later.
Wow.
Which is, it's like, I guess for closure, it'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially for family and friends.
Yeah. I can't even imagine going through all that, especially with like bandmates and then people who were like, they had plans with her probably and mm-hmm. all these things. And now it's like, oh shit. And it has to be like very public now.
Right. That's sad.
Yeah. Now I'm all bummed out. Damn it. Damn sad news. Why is 2018 got to be such a bummer?
We need some happy stuff.
Well, on happier news, Nintendo announced this really cool thing called Labo, which I've learned is not the... it's the Japanese name, which is, I guess, supposed to be the experiment. Or maybe it's the lab, but it's Nintendo Labo, which is... I think you saw the video before we started.
Yeah, so cool.
They announced a cardboard, like... DIY origami stuff that you can use with the Nintendo Switch, which I think is amazing.
It's really cool.
I can't actually wait to play with it with my son, and like the girls are welcome to come over. We can play with the Toy-Con.
Oh my gosh! So cool.
You're gonna by the time
piano.
I know the little piano. By the time this episode airs, we'll have that video up on our Facebook page, so you guys can check it out if you haven't seen it already. But it's like this really fun accessory that goes with the Nintendo Switch, which is also already very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Did you know that they got some award for the highest selling console?
No
like
way. Really?
They said within 10 months of the console being sold, or not 10 months. Was it like, before a year hit, they had sold 10 million units,
which is
the highest selling console, fastest selling console in that time frame. I'm like,
wow.
Good for you, Nintendo. Good for you. But yeah, the Nintendo Labo project essentially is you can look at it as like a experimental accessory for the system. And it's not for everyone. The internet has a lot of hate for that thing.
Well, it kind of uses, you know, crafts.
Yeah, it's a DIY.
It's a video game.
It's a DIY. You could build things. It's like if you were to include like Legos with it, it's almost the same thing, except it's cardboard. These little cardboard accessories. The one I like is that you attach the Joy-Con controllers to this little insect-looking thing, and you control it with the Nintendo Switch, which I find hilarious that you use the console as a controller to control the controllers.
Yeah.
And I go, oh. And then, of course, the part that I love the most is
fishing.
The piano part. The piano part is so dope.
It is.
I was like, how are you going to make that work? And it's a piano. And you play it on your Nintendo Switch. And all I can think about is, holy crap, I can play the piano on my Nintendo Switch. Instead of actually getting a real piano, like a real musician. but yeah, I guess the funniest things I see is everyone's reactions to that announcement.
Like what?
Well, like some people were like, oh, we want someone said, oh, we want real, like, more, like, find out, like, virtual console, getting the older games to come out on the system. We want to see all these things. Oh, now we got, like, someone shows a meme of someone throwing a Nintendo Switch in a cardboard box, and that's it. I'm like, dude, it's more than
that.
It's about having fun. It's like, the thing I like is that someone goes, oh, you know, this is meant for children. I'm like, well, yeah, because it's meant for children. Well, I don't want that. Are you a child? No, then you don't need to play it.
Right.
I think it's cool. I was like, I kind of want to get that. Like, I really want to get that.
Me too.
It's on my Amazon wish list now. It's like, hey, done.
I need a Switch just so I can play that.
You should come over and play it with me, and then you'll decide if you want to get it or not. That's what I always tell people. It's like, if you really want to get a Switch, you might want to decide.
Test run.
Yes.
Out.
Well, I mean, not everyone can make it here, but if you want to come by and play, you can.
Is that open for everyone?
$5 entrance fee. $5. Because I got to clean up and set up and everything.
But friends and family discount, right?
Of course. Friends and family, just come over. Bring the kids. It doesn't look weird that
everyone
you're coming here to play a game. No.
It's $5.
Yes, we're volunteers. You got to pay $5 to get in. $5 or bring me a beer. I don't know. Whatever.
Beer would be more expensive.
Well, a beer. That's like, what, $3?
What beer do you get?
You can get cheap-ass beer. I'm not an expensive guy.
Okay.
When it comes to that.
You're a cheap date.
I don't know if that's my wife on that one. but it's a really cool thing. I think it's very innovative, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where, like, was it when they announced Mario Odyssey last year, everyone was talking about how great the graphics look on all these different games, and then they showed a dinosaur with a Mario hat, and everyone lost it.
Yeah.
And I am one of those people, and I am one of those people who bought Mario Odyssey, and I love being able to play as the T-Rex in that game. It is hilarious and joyful.
Really?
And he gets to wreck things, and he has a Mario hat on.
And you're all about that.
Yeah, it's very fun. Mario Odyssey is an amazing game. I beat that game, and I'm playing through it again with my son.
Oh.
Ronan loves it. He gets really into it, and then gets mad when I can't do some of the jumps, though. Come on, Daddy, do it better. I'm like, why don't you shut up?
Don't rub it in.
Why don't you do it? Here.
So, he's like, yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, that's right. He will. Yeah.
She must be so proud.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as far as like being a dad and having my son like video games, yeah. I'm like, yeah, here you go, buddy. But, you know, I'm just curious on if what else can they do. Is this like a fun accessory that they're going to put in other stuff? Or is it just like a, hey, here's another thing that's going to have to be put away in the corner?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, you can only do one of those things over and over again. And they're cardboard, so if you keep doing it, they're going to wear down. So you have to buy a new one.
I mean, well, that's the trick, right? That's the trick. I mean, what I'm excited about is if they can come up with more stuff, like if there's any other games. Like, and we talked about
a rocket.
Well, hey, I mean, send them ideas. We talked about that other product, the Osmo, which... if anyone doesn't know about it, it's like a fun learning device for like if you use your smart device, your tablet or your smartphone, and it responds to shapes and whatnot, and you can build different things. You can even teach kids how to code movement for characters. And you know, my son got one for Christmas years ago, and he started using it now, and he loves it. It's also not a cheap thing because it is fairly expensive, but it is expandable. Like they have the software is constantly updated, but you have to buy the accessories for it, which is where they get you.
But it's cool because it's just a little camera that reflects, you know, table. So you're working on the table instead of on the
screen. The screen itself. Yeah, I mean, I like that with the Nintendo Labo, there is a hands-on feel to it because you have to build these. You're gonna have to put it together. Right. I'm pretty certain there's gonna be scenarios where there will be those parents who maybe tear a piece off and get really mad and send the kids to the bedroom. So they don't have to hear their parents get really mad about what happened. Comes back, duct taped all together. I'm basically describing what may happen with me.
I was like, it looks pretty simple. It's like pre-cut. It's like...
You know, you say those things. And
fold.
I'm pretty certain. I hope that when you get your Switch and you try to put that together, it tears. One piece tears off for you.
Don't you put that juju on
and
me.
And then you'll be like, damn it. Randy
Cursing
was right.
Your name.
And I'm like, that's right. You should. Like, you should curse my name when I said, like, yeah, that's right. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be, my only issue, I guess, what people complain about is what is the additional accessories cost? Because I know there's like two bundles. There's that variety pack that has the piano and the little house. Then there's the Toy-Con one, which I really like. I'm wondering where else they can go. I like the idea of a rocket. I don't know what you could do with that. Maybe you put it inside like it's the house and you can control. I mean,
think of the game. I just thought of the outside part.
Yeah, you got to cook the game if it goes with
you
it.
You do the rest.
You do the rest. We'll see. I mean, hopefully, because that's the thing that comes out in April. Hopefully, it does well enough that Nintendo wants to expand upon it. And, you know, we'll see. So far, they're a company that's taken chances, and those chances have paid off this time around.
Well, they're on a roll. Might as well just keep on going.
Yeah, and I'm all for it. I mean, I wasn't necessarily a believer in the Nintendo Switch until I got one and went, holy shit, I love this thing. It's like my Nintendo Switch, PS4, then Xbox One. That's the hierarchy for me right now.
Oh.
PS4, still doing really well, but, you know, I can't take all those games on the go.
That's true, you can't.
Yeah. I'm realizing it's getting really cold in my garage.
It is.
I'm good. I didn't think about that. I'm going to turn the heater on for a second, so just keep on talking.
What? Keep on talking about what?
It doesn't matter. Shush.
Oh, much better.
We have a tiny heater in here in my very cold garage because I didn't think about any of those things.
I'm so glad I took Sean's pillow.
Yes. Yes. Sean, you hear that? She's got your pillow now.
Yeah, it's mine.
Well, it's on loan.
No, it's mine.
No, we're going to say it's on loan because Sean has an open...
Sean did write my name in sharp in the corner, so it's mine.
You sure did. No. No, Sean, it's not true. That's not true at all.
I'll put it back.
But yes, obviously with Nintendo's success, that's always great. There hasn't been a lot of big misses for the video game industry, which apparently is showing well because it was announced by the ESA. They're the company or the organization behind E3, and they're the ones who oversee the ESRB. So if you have any complaints about video game ratings, you can complain to them. But they announced that video game industry has a revenue of $36 billion this year.
Wow.
Or not this year, in 2017, which is crazy money.
That is crazy.
That's like, I don't know how to measure $36 billion in like relative terms to myself. I always say like, oh, that sounds like a ton of money in my head. That thing's like, yeah, it's
how
like
much
a ton.
Is it?
I don't know. It's like it looks like it could be a ton of money. But yeah,
Scrooge McDuck kind of ton of money.
Probably. I don't know. I can't imagine like it being anything like that. But you know, it's good to see because it's actually the part that I like most is that it shows growth from 2016. Because in 2016, I don't know the exact amount, but it's apparently 20% higher than it was in 2016.
Wow.
Which shows, hey, they're making more money. This includes like hardware sales, video game sales, DLC, which, you know, that's also been a topic of discussion in the video game world because people don't like DLCs. Do you care about DLC content? Do you buy into that?
Yeah.
I know you play Destiny and Destiny 2.
Yeah.
You do care?
I do care.
Do you think it's fair that you have to pay for that?
I mean, I do. Do I care that I have to pay? Not so much.
I mean, if it's something fun for you to do.
Right. I mean, if it's worth it, I feel that's reasonable.
Okay. Yeah. I always look at it, I was like, and then I'll see something, I'm like, fuck, just take the money. Here you
go,
dummy. When I say dummy, I mean me. It's like, ugh, fine. Here.
So what else do you think prompted,
the amount of money?
Yeah, the rise.
I'm gonna go with the affordability of consoles these days, because they also measured mobile game sales. That also plays a factor into it. And you know, those mobile games, they can generate a lot of cash, like a lot of cash. And you know, there's so many of these devices now that are so easily available. My son tried to download a game that was a commercial in one of the Disney apps.
Oh, no.
And I looked at him like, no, you're not buying this.
Oh.
It's like $4.99 game and then whatever other add-on stuff.
No, thank you.
No, you're not buying anything.
You're not getting me.
Well, I also look at that and go, oh, that's your mom's account. She can deal with that. I don't. I go, no, I don't want it. I don't want him to do that. But yeah, you know, I mean, the amount of, it's obviously... console or hardware plays a factor. Then there's there's so many games that are coming out on all these consoles.
What about those kids who just watch other kids play? Do you think that has an influence on them?
Of course,
get the game?
Of course, there is.
That's that's a thing now.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been like that for a while where people were just reviewing games or like having Let's Plays of different games. Not necessarily the same thing, but, you know, it's essentially like an advertisement. Like I mentioned before, my son had been playing Yoshi's Woolly World at a GameStop for like better part of a year. And I knew he liked it. He really wanted to play it. He told me that's what he wanted for his birthday. We didn't get it for his birthday. What I had done is I'd bought it that summer and I held on to it for I held on to it for like 6 months. And I was thinking, do we give him a 3DS for his birthday? And, you know, my wife said no. I said, what about Christmas? Like, okay. We got him one for Christmas and held on to it. And he loves Yoshi's Woolly World. And it's all about his experience with the games, whether it's something he sees on YouTube or if it's something he saw in a store and he's actually interacting with it. Yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I can, I'm pretty certain that there's things like that and play a big factor.
But I feel like it's just the kids watching are just getting younger and younger.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we keep giving, I mean, we as a society. Well, we as a society are okay, more or less, giving our children devices to play on.
You're like, be quiet here.
I don't like saying it like that.
But it's true.
It is. It is. A lot of it also has to do with the fact, like, for me, the reason why I gave him the 3DS is because he saw me playing it. And, you know, he saw the games I was playing. And I'm like, okay, I'm like, what games do you want to play? So he has his own games and he knows he can play mine. He has to put them back. I'm very specific about what happens in my video games.
You're like, you may borrow this. It's not yours.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think your daughter has one of my games.
I just asked her. I was like, you better go grab that so I can bring it. Then I forgot.
Oh. Did she play it?
She did.
Okay. That's what matters then. I was like, yeah, check this out.
Mario sticker thing.
Paper Mario sticker. Paper. Whichever one it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, see, I can't remember the title right now off the top of my head. But yeah, there's a bunch of factors that probably play into this. It's like how many games are lower priced now. They're not as expensive as you may think. There's like a lot of like PC games is also factored into that. So there's a lot, like there's games that I was like, oh, it's only $5. Well, you know, I'll buy it on my computer right now.
Yeah, I find myself doing that too.
It's like done.
I'm like, oh, this is on sale.
Yes. See, it's like, oh yeah, there's all these different values.
I get it.
It's like, twist your arm. Like, okay, done. 20% off. I mean, I actually bought a lot of digital titles on my Nintendo Switch.
I have a bunch of digital titles that are sitting in my library that I haven't played.
Which one? What's one that you were like, is there one that you were really excited about?
None that I'm really
you're excited about. You're just like,
but I just got it because I'm like, oh, $7.49.
Like, there's games, I mean, I could say that's like the big hits that cause this huge rise, like Destiny 2. In my mind, though, I'm thinking, I think Rocket League did this. Rocket League is on everything. Mm-hmm. I can play it on my Nintendo Switch. I can play it on my PS4. It's on, it's on PC and Xbox One. And there's all these extra things you can do with it. It's games like that. It's games like that that made me go, yeah, I can see why it's a $36 billion industry.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. What makes me sad, though, is there's been a lot of companies closing down. Because they don't have the funding to keep going.
Well, it's expensive.
Yes, it is.
Marketing, and then there's designing.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've worked. There's what's sad is like also like the if you have a game that's not successful, and by successful I mean there's games out there that were like very good releases, but they didn't make like, you know, 40 million sold. Closed company gets closed down. It's like, oh, that's sad.
That is sad.
But yeah, that's the unfortunate thing. I mean. That's what I'm curious on. What I wish we could get a breakdown of what it was. Like, I'm sure there can't be just a list of games or things that were sold that did that. But it's like,
show me the details. Yeah. How did you get to this number?
Where's the? He's like, yeah, you deal with money, don't you? Don't you know how to? It's like, can't you get a breakdown of that? Come on, guys.
You could, but would you be interested in that?
I would, because there's been a lot
Send that request and then
send the request to ESA. It's like, hey guys, can you tell me what was the big hits? Mm-hmm. What's sold? You're like,
how did you get this number?
It's like, it's Minecraft. Minecraft did it all.
Oh my gosh.
Minecraft and Rocket League. And
just bought
Block
Minecraft
Souls.
Tonight.
Really?
I think story mode.
Oh, well, see, that's okay. I mean.
Is it? Is it okay?
I'm going to say I like Minecraft as a PC game because it's such a cool idea. Because it's like a big, it's a video game about building things like Legos. But it also, but it's also, because there's like a component of those monsters that show up at night and they will wreck whatever it is you built. So you got to find a way to make it better the next day. So it's that idea of like, yeah, we're teaching, the people playing this are being taught, hey, you can do this thing, but you got to do it really good because someone's going to come by and mess it up.
So my husband plays with the girls.
Uh-huh.
And he won't play with them if it's in survival mode because he just wants to build stuff.
I understand why he's saying that. At the same time, no, man, you got to learn how to make this last.
Right?
You got to know because those things are going to come out and it's going to wreck it.
I tried for 30 minutes. I'm not into it.
You're not, it's not a thing.
He's like, well, you liked Sims, so I thought you'd really like this. I'm like, no. Not the
Wait, did you play Sims?
Yeah, I did.
I got my wife into The Sims on, was it Sims Advance? It was for Game Boy Advance, and it had like a little story mode that she could do in it. But it was basically the same kind of premise, but they had like chores to do, which I thought was very funny. And then that's what she gets stuck playing. I'm like, you don't want to play anything else? You don't want to play like a...
So I played on the PC.
Regular game.
And it sucked so much time because I just like building stuff.
Yeah. I totally get that.
And using that cheat code for more money.
Did you ever get into the Sims Online game?
No.
The Sims Online. It was fun premise, but I don't think it was like if they tried making it its own game. I'm like, no, don't do that. They're like on Sims 4 now, I think.
I don't know. I haven't played it in a long time.
I had a friend of mine who worked on the development team, and he worked on the expansion for Sims Pets. And he's like, yeah, I got my dog in there. I'm like, that's dope. At the same time, I'm like, that's what you're excited about? You put your dog in the video game? And in my head is, I'd be fucking excited about putting my dog in a video game. But it's such like, imagine saying that to your parents as a way to explain what your job is. And like, yeah, this is great. But to our parents, they'd be like, it's a video game though?
Nah, my parents would be juiced.
That's good. See, I don't think... Like, my dad probably wouldn't get that.
See, my dad got the Super Nintendo for us, but he was always hogging it.
Oh, see? I didn't have any of that. My dad was not.
I watch him play, and I'm like, I want to play now. When are you going to get
off? That's cool. See, you lucked out. My dad, he only played Duck Hunt with us, and he got really mad when the dog would laugh at him because he missed the ducks. But he didn't care for that. Like, if I were to tell my dad, oh, the video game industry is $36 billion, he'd be like, whatever. You're like, whatever, that doesn't do anything. I'm like, $36 billion industry, Dad.
That's nothing.
Granted, I don't see any of that money. When I was working in the game industry, I didn't see anything close to that, but...
He didn't profit from that 30-something billion?
It's like, I got fun things out of working in video games. But yeah, it's one of... I can't imagine what else it could... Like, I have no idea what else could have caused such a big rise. And the fact that it's growing... more people. I guess it's the idea that you know, there's more people playing video games, younger, and probably older for that matter. Like people keep going.
That's true.
So does your dad play video games still? Would he be into whatever's going on now?
No.
Okay. Yeah. See, I actually I was playing my Super Nintendo Classic during the holidays, and my uncle saw it, and he was really excited about it.
He's like, I'm like,
it's like, hey, we can play Super Mario World. I'm like, yeah, we can. That's dope.
Let's do this.
And it's one of those things where I go, oh, he would probably want to keep doing that. And it's like, yeah, if you can. Video games, I feel, has such a wide range appeal just based on what you want to do.
Right.
If you want to build things and not have them get wrecked, you can do that. If you want to build things and have them get wrecked, you can do that too.
It's also the nostalgia.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you want to play some of the new games and play with your friends online and shoot people in the face, you can totally do that.
Let's do it.
See, you're all about that, huh? You're like, are you a close-up? Are you like, when you're playing Destiny?
No, don't talk about it.
No, you don't want to know why. You don't want to talk about it. I'm just curious. I'm like, how do you play? Because I'm not a Destiny person. I don't really.
Because I'm not that good at it.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're good. It matters. Are you having fun? Yes. Are your friends having fun with you? Yes. Like, that's what matters. It shouldn't matter whether or not you're good. I've played many of video games that are competitive that I was not good at. And I'm like, eh, whatever. I don't care. You just gotta don't care and have fun.
It's a time sucker, though.
Yeah, you're playing video games.
Yeah.
I mean, of course it's a time suck. Yeah. That would make me quite, like, a lot of the things I do in my life are like, oh, hey, time suck. Okay. I would argue to say, hey, me doing this podcast, time suck.
But I have electronic to suck you in.
But I have fun doing it. I can't imagine, Like, I can't imagine a time where I'm like, I'm never going to play video games again. No, that's not going to happen. Well, I'm not going to say never going to happen, but...
No, that's never going to happen.
No, probably not.
No.
It's like, oh, I'm going to keep playing. I'm not, like, you know, a game I'm playing a lot now, and it's because it's so easy to do, and I haven't put money in it yet, but I plan on putting $20 in next month, is the Futurama mobile game on my iPhone. Futurama.
Wait, what do you mean put $20 into it?
Because it's a free-to-play game, and then you can put real-world money in to get boosts and everything.
Are you going to be one of those peeps?
Only because I appreciate that when they made the game, because it's like a world building game, Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. I get no money for this, but I recommend people play it because they actually got the original voice actors and they got writers from the show to create story mode for it. So you're playing the story and you actually get dialogue from the characters. They have the music.
Oh, it's like Steven Universe.
It's really fun. It's like Steven. How dare you compare it to Futurama? But
yes. Well, they have a game.
Yes, I know. But actually, it's really dope. And I will show it to you after. But it's like, yeah, I'm trying to rebuild New York. I have all these characters I'm going through. But there's things. I understand how mobile games work. And I know sometimes I have to wait for the time to end for me to get whatever items I need. And sometimes I go, fuck this. I don't want to wait. I need to get my new Bender costume. Pharaoh Bender.
Oh, my gosh.
Robot Fry. I need to unlock Zap Brannigan.
Can't you just wait?
It takes a long time. It's like, oh, come on, guys. Hurry up. I need to unlock all these new levels. But yes, $20, that's fine. I can tell you from my experience, I worked in a mobile games company, and I've seen people's accounts that were like a year in, and they spent like a grand. So I'm not the only one who does this, obviously.
That's true.
$56 billion or $36 billion industry includes this type of game.
I did used to play a mobile game, and there were people that I was playing with,
mm-hmm.
and they spent in just 2 months $2,000.
Oh my God, I can't do that. See, $20. $20
How
will be
like. How do you have this money to spend on this game?
I don't know. See, that's why I'm wondering. It's like, oh my God, I can't do that. $20 I can do, and I'm like, I said next month. Like, I'm like,
you're budgeting.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But I'm mainly doing it because I love Futurama. And, excuse me. And then I really like the love and care they went into it. Because I play it. It's like, okay. Dun, 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 dun. They even had, like, they had a special podcast episode because they got a commercial or they did a promotion with the Nerdist podcast with Chris Hardwick. So they actually got Chris Hardwick in the game.
Wow.
And he's voiced in it and everything. And I missed out on that because I was like, I should just buy this. Should buy that character, do these things. Nope, missed out on this. Gone now.
Gone forever. Gone?
Yeah, it was a limited release. That's the thing about mobile games is like they'll have like, here's this item. It's a special item. We're only going to have it for the next 24 hours. Do whatever level you need to do now or spend $10 and unlock it. Yeah.
Oh, that's how they get you.
That is how they get you. They don't do that in Destiny, do they? They don't have a... I don't know. At least not.
I don't buy anything.
You don't buy anything?
No.
You don't get any. Well, you talk about. Well, if they had DLC that you liked, would you buy it?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, whatever. I got my character with my magic wand. I don't know. I'm just
magic
telling,
wand.
I don't know. I'm like
they have guns.
I know. I'm halfway through my flask now, of my honey
it's
bourbon
not
whiskey.
Harry Potter.
It's not Harry. I know it's not Harry Potter. Damn Harry Potter. There. You know, there's a Harry Potter like. Not first person shooter, but like a, it's like it is like Gears of War Harry Potter game.
Really?
Well, it was like an over the shoulder, and he hit like fired with his wand. And I remember someone showing me the video of that. I'm like, that's kind of cool. If the movie was like this, I'd be all about it. Like he's just blasting away at whatever magic spells. I don't know. I'm not big into Harry Potter, so I couldn't tell you.
You're right. There are magic wands.
There are magic wands. I have a magic wand here somewhere. I don't know how
Harry
I got
Potter?
It.
Harry Potter?
Yes. It's a Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban wand. I don't know. It's something that showed up here, and my wife thinks it was a gift from one of the parents that she was teaching, one of the kids.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, why do I have this? I don't know. It's like, I'm not
wasted
a Harry
on you.
Yeah. I'm not a Harry Potter person. Nope.
You should do that as a giveaway.
If I can find it again, maybe I will. I'm like, who likes this? Explain to me why I should be into Harry Potter. I don't know. I'm like, how Slytherin? Is that a big deal? No? Yes?
And
villains?
Ravenclaw.
Those are supposed to be the smart ones.
That's right.
They're supposed to be the smart ones. From my understanding, it's the the obviously the super cool folks are
Gryffindor.
Well, yeah, Gryffindor. Then the sneaky, most like there's a good chance they may turn evil. I'm gonna say good chance. I mean, just because only based on the movies, a lot of the Slytherin folks were villain, except for I will say Harry Potter. Yes, he was House Slytherin first, but then he changed it because, you know, I don't want to be part of Slytherin.
It wasn't first. It was just.
You should be in, he said.
Option.
Wasn't it that Sorting Hat said, you should be in Slytherin? I don't want to be in that. Change it. I don't want to be in Slytherin. Oh, all right. Guess Gryffindor. My
it
dude.
Didn't quite go that way, but
yeah.
Sure.
Close enough.
Why not?
But also, like, I don't know, Snape was pretty dope. He was Slytherin, right? Wasn't he a Slytherin guy?
Oh, don't talk about it.
Why? You don't want you make him sad? That he was in love with some chick that he didn't pull
Always.
The trigger on? He didn't pull the trigger. He should have. That could have been Harry Potter's dad. Snape was cool. I was like, oh, Alan Rickman, he's so baller.
Oh, Alan Rickman.
I know. Mm. Anyway.
See what you did.
I know, it makes me sad again. But anyway. But yeah, so it's Gryffindor, super cool. Slytherin, most likely. You get 20% chance you'll be evil. Hufflepuff, aren't they the dumb ones, though? Then they have the naive. The.
I feel like my sister would be Hufflepuff.
I don't know about that. Hufflepuff. And Ravenclaw, they're smart guys. They're all like the super intelligent. Hey, we got this. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Magic spell, boom.
You're
I don't
welcome.
Know. I don't really know much about Harry Potter. I'm sure there's many hard word volunteers. If you're a Harry Potter fan, I'm not trying to talk crap about you. I'm just not into it.
Don't be insulted.
I'm not into it. I mean, if I read the books because it was a thing to read and everyone was talking about it.
But you
I'm
weren't like, into them?
No. No, I mean, it's great that they got kids reading again. I think that's cool.
Yay,
hooray for reading. And then other times I look at it and go, I mean, who am I to judge? I like Star Wars. I would totally dress up like a Jedi and go to do things with a lightsaber. I did go see, I remember taking my lightsaber and having a lightsaber battle watching The Phantom Menace with some friends.
Did you win?
No, because we were hammered and we were just like, let's just take these. I had lightsabers in my trunk. We're like, fuck it, let's go. Ruin the experience for everyone else watching the movie while we fight in the front.
You were in the front?
Front row. Well, because that makes it, we're in front of the movie screen when they're fighting.
Oh, my gosh.
So we did that. It was really silly. It wasn't like the first time I'd watched the movie. So I'm like, whatever. Let's have
the
fun.
First time someone else is watching the movie.
Yes. It was a funny idea at the time. And I was drunk. We were coming out of a bar. I'm like, we should go to the movies now. Okay, let's go watch Star Wars. Boom. So, yes. That was a long time ago. I was of age. And, you know.
How long ago?
That was, was it 1998?
It's okay. Don't age yourself. It's
1999.
Okay.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm very open to let people know that I am, 39 this year? Well, I'll be turning 40. turning 40. That actually makes me kind of sad.
I thought you had no problem.
I have no problem saying my age, but I'm like, oh, damn.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, yeah.
I've been accomplishing a lot of stuff that I want to accomplish. I haven't released a new album.
You released
with my
a
band.
New album?
No, I'm like, I haven't released a new album.
I was like, what?
Meaning I need, well, first I need to have musical talent, then release an album. I need to do all these things.
Bucket list?
Bucket list. I don't like that term. I just want to just do fun things. I don't know, because I feel like it's meaning that, hey, I'm going to kick the bucket. Because that's the idea, like, oh, I'm going to kick the bucket. So before I do that, I need to... You know, do these things before
oh,
I die.
Is that where that came from?
Yes.
Wow.
At least that's what I've heard understood. Word Vomiteers, you may want to correct me, but let me know. Where did the phrase bucket list come from?
That makes sense, though.
But if I'm going to kick the bucket, which also is a weird phrase, but it's meant that I'm going to die, what do I do first? Excuse me. I don't know. I don't know if I want an album. I just want to be part of something like that. I'm like, I'm the triangle on this band. I'm playing triangle for Linkin Park. What now? Yeah, I don't know if they would allow triangle. Okay, Mumford and Sons. I'm playing in Mumford and Sons.
That makes more sense.
The triangle in the background. That's me. Done.
What if you never got any? What if you play in the background? Like, no one could see your face.
I don't.
Would you be okay with that?
Have any actual, I mean,
with
sure.
The triangle.
The triangle, I guess. Why not? I don't care.
They're like, you got to stay behind
if
scenes.
If
into the microphone.
If I could get a video of me with the band, like walking on stage, but then being in the way in the back, sure, great times. If I could.
Do you need that evidence?
Well, you know, what they say, you got to be Facebook official, right? I need to make sure that that happens for real.
But what if you had the chance to do it without being Facebook official?
And, you know, I still want to do it. I would be able to tell stars, like, hey, you know, I was playing in Mumford & Sons. And I did the triangle.
Pixar didn't happen.
Eh, I know. That's the worst part of it. That's the part of it. Before, it's like, it's just cool stories. Now it's like, I don't need a photo. Or you need a photo. I'm like, whatever, I don't need one. You can ask Mr. Mumford. He knows. I don't know who what them band names are in Mumford and Sons. But yeah. I don't know. What do you have on your bucket list? Do you have anything fun? Or is it just like the, I don't think about it because I'm going to be immortal?
I'm going to be immortal, of course. Everything.
No, do you have anything on your bucket list? Is there anything that you want to do you haven't done yet?
Finish a novel.
Finish a novel? Like writing one? I know you were working on a writing project.
Yeah.
How far did you get?
5 chapters.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
No, it's not.
No, I mean, considering like I have 0 chapters, so whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Like
traveling mainly, but I mean, isn't that everyone's?
I don't know. Some people like traveling, some people don't. I've traveled a little bit. I definitely want to go to Europe and do some stuff there, but I don't know how easy that's going to be now.
Oh, with the kid?
Well, like logistically in general, like, what was it? Just traveling because how things are being more strict as far as travel rules and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We'll see. Wow. I didn't realize we are actually over the hour mark.
Yep.
Didn't realize. I'm like, see, what the hell? Anyway.
It's the alcohol.
It's always the alcohol, but it's always someone. Like, Emmanuel does this much better when he's dealing with time. As you recall, whenever it's me and Sean doing it, we're like, fuck it, hour and a half. Let's go, guys.
I know.
Who cares? It's every time I'm there, I'm actually going to try and be better about it and end it at least. Well,
just needs to be here to, like, rein everybody in.
Generally speaking. Oh, man, let me run this show. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be 2 hours long. We're going to have, like,
a slideshow company. Oh,
there's going to be, like, a video that goes with it, but no audio, so you have to listen to the podcast while it's happening. And then I may have food delivered in the middle of it. And then have the person come in and be like, hey, you want to get in the podcast? Who are you?
The delivery person?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
Just random. Yeah. You can just do random people, random delivery people.
Random delivery people. Hey, hey, hey.
It's like a segment. Who do you have now?
Who do you have now? Okay, well, he's our Chinese delivery guy from this restaurant. Do you actually like the place? You don't have to say your name if you don't, but.
We'll tip you.
No, that's not a good idea. Actually, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, no, that's a bad idea.
Why?
No, logistically speaking, because that means I'd have to have someone come inside, deliver, have like a separate microphone set up so he can just like talk into it. Also, that means I have to order a food.
Yeah, that's true.
Answer it and then try and do the... Like, no one wants to listen to me rifle with my wallet to pull out the money so he can pay
for
it.
Be prepared.
Like, obviously, I'm not that guy.
Pay with your credit card.
Playing like, well, yeah, I still have to take it out. I'm like, no, it's on Sarah. She's paying for it. Done.
All right.
See, there you go. Anyway, so I guess we're over the hour mark. And so we're going to have to end this now. Sarah, do you have anything you want to say? It's great having you back on the podcast, by the way.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. We're trying to work out things. This is episode 94 of the Weird Vomit podcast. We're coming marching towards number 100. And
officially
100. Yeah, the official 100. I know we mentioned in the previous podcast that there's a few episodes that were deleted that we do not count. Those are the parts unknown, lost episodes. But yeah, I think I've looked at the dates, and in late February we're gonna have episode 100, and I'd like to have you come back for that because we're gonna try and have all the guests that we've had.
Yeah, let me
show up.
But I am going to SoCal that weekend.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it for fun things? Like,
it's for fun.
Like what? What are you doing? Disneyland?
No, I'm going to the besties' house with all my other besties.
Oh, hey. So you're going to be doing fun things like, I don't know, getting drunk and making fun of your cousin for not liking Harry Potter?
Mm-hmm. Stuff.
Damn it.
Talking shit and drinking.
Is it going to be without the kids? No kids?
No kids.
No kids, no husband?
No kids, no husband.
Oh, man, that sounds so dope.
Buddy!
Yeah. Well, we'll work it out. We'll work it out because I actually don't know the exact date, but I know that's the weekend of the 23rd or the whenever the second to last week of February is. That's when.
Okay.
That's when we have episode 100.
How amazing would it be to have everybody who's ever been a
guest? That's a lot. That's a lot of people. Like we're talking about getting it's Chris. Obviously, we want to have Sean Vander come back. So me and Emmanuel. I'm trying to think of all the people who come. I'm like, that's a lot of folks. We're gonna have to get in there.
I remember
there.
Coming to one, and
there was like four or five of us.
Five or six people.
Oh man, it's
and
crazy.
Then somebody took turns.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. We're gonna have to do something like that, like a round table or a round robin of like who's sitting in the talk. It's gonna be a long. I would imagine it being a long episode.
Yeah,
I'm hoping. But anyways, so yeah, that'd be great if you can come back.
Obviously.
Yeah, we'll definitely let you know. Folks out there, if you want to check us out on our social medias, we're trying to be a lot more active in it, but, you know, sometimes life gets in the way. You can see us. Don't throw that piece of paper at me. I know we have as I use this now. You can check us out on Instagram for Word Vomit Podcast. We're also on Facebook at Word Vomit Productions, you know, our Twitter. And we have if you're listening to us on SoundCloud, you know we're on SoundCloud and iTunes. And I found out that I keep forgetting we're also on the Google Play through Android whatnots.
Well, everyone like everything.
Yes. Share us with your friends. Get them to subscribe.